Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. So if you guys are anything like me and you struggle with allergies, raise your hand because I am right there with you. I get super itchy throat, itchy ears, and I sneeze like a crazy woman. And it really does prevent me from wanting to take my daily walks with my husband. But luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and sinus congestion and pressure with an ease, which is exactly what I need. So I have been using them anytime that I have allergies, which has been many, many times. I have found that it has definitely helped me so much where I can go outside again and enjoy my day. So if you guys are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. It is fast and powerful relief. It's just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. We are your hosts, Janine and Caleb Ward. Y'all little nosy people.
All those questions were about one thing and one thing
only. Well, there are some things that went wrong at the wedding, actually. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Happy and Healthy. We are your hosts, Janine and Caleb Ward.
Let's freaking go.
My gosh.
We're married.
I'm Mrs. Ward.
You are Mrs. Ward.
I think it has not processed yet that I'm Mrs.
Ward.
Look at
these guys. Look at these rings.
We have rings.
We got rings on our fingers.
I got an extra ring on my finger last weekend.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Literally last weekend we got married. Okay, so welcome back to the podcast, everybody. My name is Janine. This is my now husband.
It's your husband.
Oh my gosh. Caleb.
That means if you're a man and you ever look at my wife, you better walk away. This ain't your girl, man. It's my girl.
This is your girl.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I had a burp. We're drinking Starbucks. What did you get for Starbucks today?
I got a oat milk latte with 3 pumps of gingerbread syrup. Okay, maybe right now you're delicious. About to watch the podcast and you don't have a holiday drink in your hand. I don't care. It's 7 p.m. or whatever time it is. Pause it. The podcast will still be there. Mm-hmm. Get in your car. Go to Starbucks. Get your coffee. Grab your man's or grab your girlfriend or whatever and sit down on your couch. Get cozy with us because we're about to go in.
We're about to pop
this might be a 2-hour podcast.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen and what's going to come out of our mouths. Because
so get comfortable. It's going to be a 2-hour pod. Also, if you're watching right now or listening right now on your car, in your car, on Spotify, go over to YouTube. Watch us. This podcast is visually, I feel like it's better.
You can feel the vibes. It's more fun. You can see us cheersing right now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So
you got what was your drink? A peppermint?
Oat milk latte with 3 pumps of gingerbread syrup.
Mine is a almond milk latte with 3 pumps of peppermint.
Man, you took
absolutely
away.
Absolutely delicious.
You kind of, I feel like I prided myself in being a man before I met you in a few different ways. I don't know. I'm drinking holiday drinks now. I got Birkenstocks on.
Okay, you wanted those Birkenstocks.
I feel different, you know, in a good way.
That's good.
I feel like I'm just like...
It's the Janine effect.
It's the Janine
effect. It's called the girlfriend effect. It's like a thing on TikTok.
I feel proper.
Good. Y'all, let me tell you, this man's wardrobe and style has significantly changed and improved, if I do say so myself, since dating me.
I feel like every guy goes through that. The wife or the woman just... makes him more professional in a way. Mm-hmm. You don't dress like a, you know, hype beast or a school boy anymore, you know. I gotta dress like a husband. Listen, guys, being a husband, it's different, man. I walk outside, I'm like, I got responsibilities out here. I can't just be walking outside in, you know, a Nike hoodie or something. I gotta be wearing a suit every day I walk out.
To
I gotta
do
wear
what?
A suit
Go
and tie. I'm a husband now.
to go rake the lawn? What are you doing with that suit?
I wear a suit. People know, like, oh, this guy walks in. It's like, oh, he's a husband.
That's true.
It's just different.
But you've been a husband for a week.
I know, but I think I'm ready.
Your mind's changing.
I think I'm ready to start giving marriage advice now to, like, people.
We're 1 week in.
I'm 1 week in. Listen, guys, I know most things about marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like Sigmund Freud of marriage. Okay, so to rewind.
Okay.
We are doing an episode about the recap of our wedding, of our honeymoon. Y'all, like we said, y'all little nosy people. You want to know everything. And we saw the questions you guys submitted. We're going to be answering those questions today.
All those questions were about one thing and one thing only.
One thing only.
Yeah.
They want to know about just SEX.
No.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank.
Well, you guys can fill in the blank, but I think we all know what.
Let's talk about.
Don't say it. We're going to get demonetized.
Chex Mix.
Chex. So we're really excited about today's episode. If you don't know who we are, we're Janine and Caleb Ward. I have this podcast called Happy and Healthy. I upload every single Tuesday. We love this podcast. We love y'all. And we just got married on the 12th of November. We've been married for a week and 2 days. No way.
No way.
We got back from our honeymoon literally last night, 2 a.m.
And
we're tired.
We are tired. And also, are we allowed to share the news that we just got off today?
Yeah.
Can we share it now?
Absolutely.
So guys.
Big news.
So with the podcast, you know, again, we've talked about it. It's not cheap running a podcast. There's a lot that goes into it. And we are so thankful. We're so grateful.
So grateful.
That we signed this podcast to
a network.
A network. So That Sounds Fun Network is going to be working with us. The podcast is going to stay the same. It's every Tuesday. The only difference is they're going to be helping us expand, provide us with
maybe some live shows coming.
Yeah, might be doing
some
a live
different
podcast.
Merch.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are so grateful to be signed with That Sounds Fun Network. You will see some fun changes, some improvements. You know, we really want to make sure this is the best podcast for you guys to listen to. So.
And coming December, we don't know exactly what, but we're going to do some holiday themed podcast.
Yeah, we're going to start a series in December.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
This is like, we're just pumped. We're pumped for Christmas. So we're going to do some podcasts over the holidays, Christmas stuff. And big thanks to That Sounds Fun that they're going to give us some more tools. We'll be able to have some ads for the show that help monetize
and fund different things that we would like to do with you guys. So
for sure. And so we just want to keep building this community. Right now it's once every Tuesday. Who knows? Maybe in the future we might be able to drop 2 pods a week. Who knows?
Or we'll launch a Patreon or something.
Yeah, maybe.
You guys, we're going to be answering the things you want to know. We're talking about, this is now post-wedding, Janine and Caleb. Thoughts on the weddings, regrets, things we loved, we didn't like, wedding night.
Let's rewind it, though. Let's rewind it 4 days before the wedding.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's start.
4 days before the wedding.
Dun, dun, dun.
I am going to meet some of my guy friends at a restaurant. And so I get out of my car. And so I open the car and I'm looking to my left. So imagine you.
Everybody looks to the left.
So imagine.
Sorry.
You're fine. Imagine you step out of your car and you don't shut the door, but you're, you know, when you get out of your car, you're in the parking lot and there's a car next to you. So you got to kind of like, you can't open. Excuse me.
He just totally let one out.
You can't open the door far enough because you have to like crack it because the car is parked too close to you. So I get out of the car. I'm looking to my left, talking with one of my buddies. And I thought I shut the door. And as I turned right to walk, I ran straight forward into the corner of the door and it hit the corner of my right eye.
He still has a little mark there.
And I mean, it knocked me out. I fully knocked out. I said some words I had to repent for because it was the worst pain I've ever been in. And it burst. I think it like bursted like a blood vessel in my eye. And the next day I woke up with one of the worst headaches that I've ever had. So I had a pretty good concussion, a horrible migraine, nauseous, couldn't be in bright lights, loud noises hurt me. And this was 3 days before the wedding and I was down.
But you didn't know it was a concussion until, so his brother is a nurse and you called your family and then they were like, yeah, dude, you definitely have a concussion. You didn't know.
No, because I went to go play basketball the next day
Which is like a big no-no.
Which is dumb. I went to go play basketball 2 days before the
and
wedding.
And pickleball.
And pickleball. And my head started throbbing like you wouldn't believe. And I was like, oh no, I made an error. Like a hard error. And so I was thinking, okay, we're 3 days out. I'm going to get better. And every day it got worse. So we show up to our rehearsal dinner and I'm like, I didn't think I was going to make it. I legit.
You were like pleading with the Lord.
Dude, my brain wasn't computing. I remember talking with one of your bridesmaids and she was asking me questions and I legit could not answer her questions because it hurt so bad. And I was like, my brain's not computing. And so it sucked because in the beginning part of our rehearsal, I was like, God, like this is, I'm not able to even, I wasn't even looking forward to our wedding. I was in that much pain. Aww. And I was looking forward to it, but it was like, my mind was only focused on getting rid of this freaking concussion and it was just miserable.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are the odds of that?
It's so crazy. Like we've heard of like the craziest things happening to people like right before their wedding. And like, that was one of them.
Also, I, on my way to my bachelor party, it was a week before the wedding, I blew out my tire in the car.
Oh, yeah. I popped a tire that same month.
Yeah. So it was just like thing after thing kept happening and happening. Yeah. And so leading up to a rehearsal dinner, your boy was, I was down for the count.
Sorry. I'm glad you're better now.
Yeah.
That was rough. And I felt bad because like he didn't want me to be worried. So he wouldn't really tell me.
Yeah.
And like you puked one night and you didn't tell me until like way later.
I was up till 4 or 5 a.m. every single night because I was in so much pain.
Yeah. Honestly, it's kind of crazy. We talked about this like after the wedding, but we both did not sleep that weekend.
Yeah.
No. Like the nerves, the anxiousness, the excitement, adrenaline, all the things are just pumping in your, yeah. I mean, it's like a feeling you can't even explain. And I had girls staying at my house. And so like I was sharing a bed and like I was in hosting mode kind of, but I was also stressed about the wedding and I was just excited. So I did not sleep, yeah. Nor did I eat for like 3 days.
The night of the wedding, I'm laying in the hotel room. It's 4:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Haven't slept a bit. I got to get up in 3 hours. And I go to the bathroom to go throw up and I couldn't because I had nothing in my system. And I just was like, God, please. And thankfully I fell asleep and I woke up in the morning. I was like, okay, as long as I don't move too abruptly, I'm fine. And legit, as I'm walking down the aisle to get married, my headache went away. My nausea went away. Everything went away.
Wow.
For the rest of the week, it went away.
You know, you did get one more headache on her.
I got one little headache, but after that, it was weird. It was only God because walking into our wedding, like I was struggling. I had to stay outside. One of my cousins who's a groomsman is a physical therapist. And he's like rubbing my shoulders and my neck, trying to just alleviate some pain. And just, it was so amazing because I actually got to enjoy the wedding and I wasn't sick.
Good.
So
I'm glad, bub. That would have been a bummer. So I don't know, looking back, like, of course, everyone wants to know how we feel and any thoughts. And honestly, I mean, literally the best day of my life. It was truly the best day of our life. And we genuinely feel like we got married at the most perfect time. We both said this yesterday, like any sooner, any later would have caused, you know, some weirdness in the timeline. Like, we just got back yesterday and now we go straight into decorating for Christmas. We go to Thanksgiving soon and then we go to Christmas next month. And so
we're going to Alaska.
We're in Alaska. It was for my family's
and
Christmas.
And then New York.
Yeah.
It's wild.
But like, I just feel like it was perfect. Like if we didn't have that one extra week, I would have been so stressed out.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of something we didn't talk about. The week before the wedding, I was a little bit of a mess.
Yeah,
I was so stressed.
Bridezilla.
A little bit of a bridezilla, like super stressed out. I mean, it's like everyone warned me like, hey, the week before your wedding, all these last minute things are going to pop up. It's true. Like getting dresses altered, picking up things, like losing things and last minute Amazon priming things.
I forgot you were...
I was super stressed.
Just to let y'all in, you were getting mad at me for things that...
Don't say that.
No. She was getting mad at me for things she doesn't usually get mad at. My imperfections and my forgetfulness usually doesn't bother her, but that week it was bothering her.
Because it felt like that was like the week I needed everything to be like on par and on T because... I just like felt like I couldn't have room for error with such a big event. And so I think that's why I was extra stressed
and
out.
And I don't think I realized how much, I think every man who has a wife who's planning a wedding, you don't really realize how much she's doing until you get to the wedding and you see all the things that are there. And you're like, how did this, who planned this? Like who did this?
And then he looked at me and I said, present.
I helped with a lot of the wedding planning. But there's only so much you can do as a guy. Yeah. That's just, it's just difficult. And you don't live together yet, so we weren't able to, you know, I can't plan the wedding without you.
Totally.
You can plan it without me, you know.
Weirdly, yeah, I could.
Yeah.
And I kind of did.
Okay. So,
let's just rewind really fast. Okay. So Saturday morning, bridal brunch. Amazing. All my girls, his mom, aunt, cousins, grandma, my whole family's there. Literally so much fun. Rehearsal dinner rolls around. We had at the Hilton Anatole and we partnered with them. Shout out to them. Yeah. And
if you're in Dallas and you need somewhere to stay the night,
beautiful hotel,
Hilton Anatole just crushed it.
I mean, they crushed it. We had a cello player. That was like cherry on top. Yeah. I last minute added that like a month ago, not last minute. You know what I mean? Posted about it. Someone was like, you got to get this guy. I did. So glad. He did amazing. Awesome. So that was fun.
Also, it was a full circle moment for me, because if you guys don't know, I used to work for Hilton, and I worked for the Hilton Anatole.
Yeah, that hotel.
At the same place we had a rehearsal dinner, I managed the entire area. And so it was just so crazy. I never would have thought when I worked there that a year later, I'd be coming back and getting married essentially there. Our rehearsal dinner would be there. And
that was really cool.
So it was such a full circle moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was also kind of crazy, like, you know, when we say things fell into place last minute, literally my rehearsal dinner dress did not come in the mail until literally the day before. I was stressing. Caleb knows. I was like last minute ordering all these different things. I was like, I don't have my clothing. All the packages were delayed. My honeymoon outfits were delayed. Everything showed up. The most perfect timing. Mm-hmm. Gracias a Dios.
I didn't try on my tux until the day before and everything fit. So
yeah, which I was kind of like, why'd you wait? So anyway, we had the rehearsal dinner and it was so much fun. How many people did we have there?
Probably 100, right at 100, I'd say.
I think it was 88.
Yeah, it was close to 100.
My parents kicked it off. It was so sweet. My parents went up there with the phone and they took turns giving the speech. It was so funny. And like both my parents have like accents. My mom's accent is pretty thick. So I was like, oh, I hope everyone can understand her. And they went back and forth and like shared the story. It was so cute. And then your grandparents finished it.
Her parents are so unhinged in the sense of like, they'll be sitting there. And if someone's not talking loud enough in the microphone, they'll legit just start yelling. Hey, talk louder.
Yeah. And I look back and I'm funny. Like, Dad, I'm like, stop it. My dad has zero filter. Actually, so does my mom. Zero chill.
They will chase down the waiter or waitress too.
It was like funny. Like we were in the middle of speeches and my mom is like, I need more water. Like so loud. And I look back and I'm like, Mom, you know what I mean?
It's so funny.
Anyway, but speeches were so great. We got teary-eyed. Maddie's was so sweet. Chase has crushed it.
My buddies, Luke, Chase, Hunter, Austin, just crushed it. They were so freaking funny. All my boys, they know all the things about me. And just, it was so cool. Like, usually I've been the one giving the speeches about my guy friends. And it was so cool to be sitting there and all your friends are talking about you, and it's nerve wracking because you're like, what are they going to say? But two, are they going to say something that's like, you know, sweet? And it was just so awesome. It was my favorite moment of our wedding.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, it's literally the best way to kick off your night. And like, I don't know, I just felt so confident. I loved my dress, my hair and makeup. It was so fun to see people from out of town before the wedding. That was really nice. And it's just like a little pre-party kickoff. Yeah. So that was really fun. You also rented a Porsche for the weekend.
Yeah.
So we drove off on that and it was so fun.
I drive a grandpa car. It's like a Lincoln SUV. And it was so cool picking up that Porsche. It was just like, it was so dope, man. I got sad giving it away.
No,
I was like,
man,
we need this, dude.
We
could share the gospel in that car.
Oh, quit it.
Are you kidding me?
What do you mean?
Pulling up, share the gospel.
No. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to repel people. Okay, so come wedding day. Hardly slept. So excited. Wake up. I have some of my friends staying with me. I get to the venue probably 10 a.m. So I leave my house at 8:30 in the morning. Long day.
Which I think girls get to weddings too early? I don't get it.
It genuinely took that long.
Really?
To get all my bridesmaids. So I had 12 bridesmaids. He had 13 groomsmen. It took us so long. And then I had my nieces get their hair done. Mine took a good hour with like how long my curls took. It was just so fun. I was so relaxed.
So waking up that morning, knowing you're about to get married, was that nerve wracking waking up, knowing you're about to get married, also knowing, you know what, like I'm about to, you know what today? Like, is that crazy?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I've waited so freaking long for this. And and I was so prayerful and just excited. And I journaled and I was just like, I'm about to be a whole wife.
What were you most nervous about waking up?
I was genuinely so nervous something was going to go wrong. Like, I know this sounds kind of morbid, but I was so scared someone was going to get in a car accident. Something was going to go wrong because the venue is about an hour outside of Dallas and it's like a long drive. I just kept praying like, God, please protect our guests. Please protect all of us because it was a drive.
Yeah. We hired a
wedding content creator. Highly.
Oh my gosh.
Highly recommend hire her, but hire someone in general that knows what they're doing. So her TikTok or her Instagram is Do It Content Co.
And that's D-E-W.
D-E-W, because her last name is Do It. Absolutely amazing. And like, it was so cool, you guys getting to like watch real time the wedding. Yeah. And it was so fun.
That was so dope. I think a lot of people, and to each their own, a lot of people want their wedding to probably be private and you don't want posting. Everybody had their phones out at our wedding videoing. Yeah. And I was just like, it was so cool. I'm like, man, everyone's getting to document it and post it. It's like, maybe that loses its value in some ways. Some people see that as like dumb. But for us,
honestly, we didn't even have a say.
It was so cool. Yeah.
No, we really like, I don't know what the pastor said because I wasn't in there. He never said like, hey, don't have your phones. Like, we never said don't film. I honestly didn't even think about it. But genuinely, I'm so glad that we didn't say anything because so many of the videos I use on my Instagram were videos that people sent to me. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad because like, obviously the content creator, she can't get every angle. So that was really sweet. So yeah, we highly recommend. And it was really cool because we still get to watch the videos back that she took.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Listen guys, Janine and I have been married for 6 months. And the reason why it is a beautiful marriage, it's because of Thrive Market. Thrive Market, thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We genuinely love you so much because of Thrive Market. We're able to save so much time through ordering all our grocery and household essentials through the app or website. Guys, it's just a huge stress relief. And you guys also know I have gut issues, like really, really, really bad. So finding, you know, food with top quality ingredients is super crucial for me. And Thrive Market not only does that, but they restrict over 1,000 harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, and a lot more. And guys, if you're parents and you need to find organic kid snack, they have low sugar alternatives and high protein essentials. Jenny and I are also training for our marathon, so it is so beneficial that we can find all of our protein options and snacks through Thrive Market. And guys, save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/healthy for 30% off your order, plus a free $60 gift. That's THRIVE market.com/healthy, thrivemarket.com/healthy.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Do we want to answer specific questions?
Sure.
So I think we have a lot.
Leading up to the wedding, you're going there with your girls. You're in the room, 11 other girls. And
12.
12.
Yep.
Yeah, 12 other girls. You've been a part of this for someone else, always celebrating someone else. How is that being the one who was celebrated? And yeah, what was special about that?
Good question, QQ. So, yeah, it's interesting when, like, everyone would come up to me and they would be like, how do you feel? How do you feel?
What do you want? What do you need?
Yeah. Do you need anything? Do you need that? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good. It's so interesting when you're like, oh, this is my day. And I mean, I've literally been in probably 12 weddings. And so, it was weird knowing that I was the one in the hot seat that day. And it almost was hard for me to process. And I was also just so at ease. I just felt so right. And I was very calm and I was just excited.
You were easy to celebrate.
Thank you. And my friends are literally the best. I mean, so chill, so kind. Everyone did the thing they were supposed to do. They brought their clothing. They got their shoes. They were ready. Everyone was a good support, good, cheerful person, prayerful. I mean, it was just, it literally was perfect. It went so well. I'm very happy with the timeline. Everything worked out great. Like I said, I was so nervous something was going to go wrong. Like anytime someone was like, are you nervous? The only thing I was nervous about was something going wrong. And of course, some things went wrong during the wedding, but nothing that was like make or break.
Our wedding planner, Hunter Orcutt, just crushed it.
I mean, crushed
it. I don't know how they
That is a talent.
That's a job that only a few can do.
Yeah, you got to have some thick skin when you're dealing with like certain families, personalities. Yeah. So wedding day went great. I mean, the ceremony started at 4:30. We had to start a little bit earlier because it was a winter or fallish wedding. So the sun set earlier, which I think that's my one thing is I wish we started a little earlier.
I do too.
Because we didn't get sunset photos.
We didn't do a first look, which was...
We did not.
Guys, I know you want the good photos. I heard a quote that said, if you had good photos at your wedding, you maybe didn't have that good of a time. And I took that to heart. Actually, that sounds so rude.
It's not true, though.
Our photographer crushed it. Like, we literally had the best photos by our photographers.
No, I think you can have both. But you don't want to waste the whole time taking photos.
That's my point. My point is like, we didn't want to do a first look because I wanted the first time. It's hard to... You know, that first reaction, that first raw reaction.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
And so did I. That was my dream. And I mean, it was so funny. We had so many people be like, are you sure you don't want to do first look? And we said no, because we both dreamt about that same moment of the doors opening, me walking down the aisle. Mm-hmm. It was so emotional. The anticipation, the anxiety. I mean, literally as I'm right, that was probably my favorite part of the wedding, honestly, was the anticipation. I'm holding my dad. My dad is praying over me. He's holding my hand. He's excited. He's like, don't worry, you got this. I'm here. He starts rubbing my hand. And you open the door and you see your groom at the end. And we played the song Upper Room Desirable. I mean,
that was
literally the best song we could have ever chosen. And we cried. I cried. You cried. It was
when you walked down that aisle, my left leg was like shaking. Like I could not, I was like stomping my left leg on the ground because I couldn't get it to stop shaking. And you walked in. That was the wildest moment that I've ever experienced in my entire life. It was like, I have never felt that emotion before.
Same.
When you see your wife walk down the aisle in her wedding dress, I've thought about this. Like a lot of guys say, I don't think about my wedding. Like I've thought about my wedding for a long time. Like,
same.
Who am I going to marry? What's my wife going to look like? And what is she going to, what's her dress going to look like? And man, I lost it like emotionally.
It was so magical.
So many tears.
I had to, so as I'm walking down, you were like making me cry. So I like literally like paused for a second. I took a breath. I looked down. I like regathered myself. And then it was just the coolest moment. It's like literally no one else in the, I don't remember seeing anybody. I didn't look at anybody. I was looking straight at you. It's like, it's just you and the person in the room.
I got so nervous when you were standing up there with me. I think you were just like so overstimulated.
I was, yeah.
And I was like, is she okay? Like,
how did I manifest that?
I don't know. Like, you were just smiling, but you weren't saying anything.
I was just excited.
I know. And I got like in my head a little bit because I was like, is she nervous? Like, does she still want to marry me? Like, you know, all the insecurities were coming on. I was like, is she,
that's,
you know,
so funny.
Is she like what I'm wearing? Like, do I look okay? Like all these things. Like, of course, I'm kind of joking, but
you look so good.
And then you looked at me and you were like, I forgot what you said. I think you said, it's all I ever wanted or something.
Did I?
I think you said something like
that.
No,
I think I looked at you and said, you look so cute.
Yeah. And
guys, he looks so handsome.
So let's answer some questions. I saw one already. It was like, what was your favorite part about the ceremony? And off the tip, like I know exactly what it was. What was the best?
Our vows.
Yeah. I wrote my vows 2 hours before the wedding.
I wrote mine the day before.
Yeah.
In between the bridal brunch and the rehearsal dinner. I prayed and I sat by myself for an hour or two and thought about the words. And
I had a concussion for a whole week, so I forgot I needed to write my vows.
Oh, yeah?
And I lost my vow book that I was supposed to write them in. So I stopped at Target as I'm driving to the wedding to get my vow book. And end up finding it when we got there.
Well, I found it and brought it to the wedding venue.
Yeah, so I'm writing my vows in this $30 journal that I bought right before the wedding. And I look over and there my vow book is. And she never told me that she put it in my...
Well, I just thought you would assume like, oh, Jay brought my vow book.
Yeah, but the vows were so... They were so accidentally funny.
And they were so us.
Yeah.
Like... We both made jokes in there. Like I made this. So I started should off
we
funny.
We should low key read them. That'd be kind of funny.
No, let's save them for the wedding video.
Okay.
So in the beginning of the vows, I said, so here are some promises to you in front of God and in front of our friends and family. And I said, I promise to let you watch college football whenever you want. And I hope I don't regret saying that.
Yeah.
The room went wild.
The room went wild because after she said that, I looked to our pastor and I dabbed him up.
And then everyone was like, oh.
And I looked to my boys and I was like, yeah, boys, let's go.
And Pastor Earl was like, are you sure you want to say that in your vows? Are you sure? Yeah. And I mean, it's like a joke.
Yeah.
But.
And then we got married on a Sunday and I said, Pastor, that's the reason why we got married on a Sunday, not a Saturday. And that was hilarious.
We had the room cackling a couple times.
I think the funniest line I said was, I promise to always send you Hasbulla memes. And then I was like, I promise to buy you anything. And
within reason.
And then I let the time go and I go, reasonable.
you said within reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I promise to get you a house with good lighting. that was funny.
I said something about like Luke Combs. Like you can listen those same two Luke Combs songs over and over.
Yeah.
I'll rub your injured knee until my hand goes numb.
And then to start mine off, I was like, I said... Back in 2021, my pursuit began long before you knew who I was.
And it was actually so funny. Our vows were actually similar and we didn't plan that.
Yeah.
Our vows had the same format. They were both funny. They had a joke. He mentioned something about pursuing me. And then I said something like, no one had ever pursued me before like you. And that's what scared me. But that's why I chose you.
Yeah.
People laughed at that. Like our vows were somewhat similar, which was actually really funny. So I love that.
I tell you what, being up there, saying the vows in front of all of our friends.
Yeah.
You know, they always say like, take a mental image, capture it in your brain of all your friends there. And I feel like we did that.
Yeah. The Pastor Earl said, look around and look at all your people. So we did. I made eye contact with some people and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Yeah. It's so fun.
So we had 200 people at our wedding. And so the room was full and it was so cool. And I think definitely our ceremony was for sure our favorite in the sense of just walking down the aisle. We worshiped, we did communion, we had our family pray over us. There was actually this really funny moment where our whole family prayed for us and then everyone slowly went away. My nephew refused to leave until he prayed for us. I was like, Matthew, I'm sorry. Like you have to go down. He's like, no, I want to pray for
you.
And
your dad was like, let him pray.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yes, sir. So my nephew starts praying and he's like,
the prayer went on for a bit.
Yeah, it was so cute.
He kept repeating the same line. He was like, Lord, I just pray for Janine and Caleb and just their marriage. And yeah, Lord, I just pray for their marriage. Janine
He's 9 years old,
for,
so.
For their marriage. And Lord, I just, again, or just pray for their marriage. just kept
so,
repeating.
And then I was like, okay, love you, Matthew. I was like, you have to go because we're also on a tighter timeline. So anyway, that was amazing. And yeah, it was beautiful. And it was funny because even after like the wedding ended, most people said to us, we've never seen a ceremony like that before. We loved your ceremony.
Yeah.
That was what we prayed for, you know?
And then we got to have, I went while our whole family was praying, we got to play the song, The Blessing by Cody Carnes. It was, may his favor
be upon you
in a thousand
generations. That's not good.
In your family.
In your family.
In your children.
Your children. Okay.
Honestly, you're a good singer. Sing the amen part.
Amen. Amen.
Guys, 2024, Janine's coming out with a worship album.
Yeah.
I said it here first.
Oh.
Guys, she is a sneaky good singer. Unbelievable, actually. So y'all keep bullying her to come out with an album, something.
bully me.
Bully her.
Okay, so someone asked us, what was the most important aspect of your wedding? What do you recommend incorporating? Well, 100%, I would say prayer. Good food. I would say communion, prayer.
Good food.
Good food, of course. People noticed our food. We got so many compliments on our food. We went with Vestal's Catering. People told us they loved the details. We did a lot of pickleball details.
Make it unique.
I'll say make it you.
Your wedding doesn't have to be this Pinterest. Copy and paste, because your family, you're going to have a lot of opinions within your wedding. Like,
yeah,
you need to do it like this. This is tradition. This is tradition. And we had tradition, but you're going to regret it. Like people, you want people to show up. Like we had pickleball at our wedding. Mm-hmm. Like that's so unique to us.
Yeah. You guys want to, you want to find what makes you, you. Like people knew, oh yeah, this is a Janine and Caleb wedding with the details that we did. And mm-hmm. like, I think, yeah, you don't, it doesn't have to look exactly like a Pinterest photo. Like obviously we loved our wedding. It was literally my dream wedding. I'm so thankful, but find what makes it special and unique to you and your husband or partner.
I forgot to mention this part before Janine came out to walk down the aisle. I was like, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. I did handshakes with all of my groomsmen. So as all my groomsmen walked in, I had a specific handshake with every single one of them.
And I need to post that video.
Yeah.
I loved that.
And that was a thing that a lot of people were like, don't do that because that takes away from the moment. It's very serious. Like you're getting married and you don't want to do something that takes off. And it was like, no, it was so me. It also, I think, made the crowd know that it was okay that we could have fun.
Fun, yeah.
Like you want to have fun at your wedding. Yes, you want people to cry. You want people to cry and you want people to laugh.
Yeah, you like set the tone.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's your wedding.
Yeah.
There's so many rules placed upon weddings and it's like, who cares? It's your day, your wedding, do what you guys want to do. And so it's funny that people told you like, don't do it. Jay might be mad. I'm so glad you did that.
I am too.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
And I rewatched the video and I was like, that is so funny. I want to post it.
Yeah. We should honestly, let's post it right now. We'll put up a little clip and you can,
I don't think we can do that. No, we'll post it on TikTok. Mm-mm.
We should have that feature. Well,
no one can listen. No one can watch it if they're listening.
That's fine.
We'll post it on TikTok. I think the only thing that I wish I paid a little bit more attention to was our wedding cake, but I also feel like it was the least important thing. Like everyone told us like, who cares about the wedding cake? Because people half the time don't even eat it. It's the most forgettable thing. I feel like I know when I've been to weddings, half the time I haven't eaten the cake because I just forgot, or I didn't know they were eating the cake. And so I kind of wish I paid a little bit more attention to the detail because it was a more simple cake. But at the same time, we were like, we don't really care that and much.
The cake was amazing.
Tasted amazing.
But I don't love cake.
I love it, but I also, it's like you're so nervous at your wedding that you just don't eat.
I wasn't
It's
hungry.
So crazy.
I had no appetite. I felt like a first date.
Yeah.
I just had no appetite.
I took a bite and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I wish I enjoyed more of it, to be honest.
Me too.
But I would say, I wish I had a little more detail on the cake. Other than that, like it's cake. We're okay.
Also.
Anything else we would pay more attention to?
Yeah, well, I think advice. So one of the questions said, what advice do you have? And I think I'll lean more into doing what you want to do. Like, do what you want to do. It's your wedding. We've said that again. We, after our wedding was over, we did a couple photos, just us.
Yep.
And then we did legit, we took like maybe 5 or 6 photos with our family. And what was hard is the whole family, everyone wanted their own specific twosome or individual photo.
Yeah.
And we just had to say no. Like, catch us on the dance floor. Like, we'll take photos there. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
We paid for this wedding.
And we want to enjoy it.
We want to enjoy it. Yeah.
And so this is what I think is the biggest thing that people should do is at our cocktail hour, we actually came out to our cocktail hour and we got to enjoy every little piece of the cocktail hour and we got to talk to a lot of people. So that
I'm so, that was so glad cool. we did that.
Because you spend so much time talking to other people while you're trying to dance or whatever.
Yes. And it's weird. Okay. So for example, like, again, they were like, are you sure you don't want to do a first look? That way you can knock out all the family photos. So we did knock out as many family photos as possible without seeing each other. So I did all my family. He did all his family without seeing each other. When we were already married, then we just did a big group family shot. And then we told everyone like, hey, I'm sorry. We're only doing photos for this X amount of time. And then because that way we got to actually enjoy our cocktail hour. Like we walked around, we ate the ice cream. We actually played pickleball. Like someone asked us, did you actually play pickleball at your wedding? Mm-hmm. we did. We got to see people that we wouldn't have normally seen because the wedding goes by so fast. And I think people feel nervous to come up to you because they don't want to bother you, or you're eating and you're trying to eat and then people are coming up and you're getting distracted from eating. And so highly recommend, take as many photos beforehand and go enjoy your cocktail.
And don't be afraid to hurt people's feelings, because someone's going to get their feelings hurt that they didn't get the photo that they wanted or whatever. Like, if you want to get food or do this thing right now, this is like, this is your day. Also, something was awesome about our wedding planner. Like, she let us do anything that we wanted to do. And a lot of people, I think, can be intimidated by their wedding planner and think that they run the show.
Yeah.
You run the show. Ultimately, the wedding planner is there to assist you.
Make sure you're happy.
Yeah. And so
she was awesome.
She was amazing.
She literally, Hunter, shout out to you.
Here's a good question is, did you coordinate the wedding with your cycle?
No. I did not.
Which was a scary thing because she kept hitting her period.
Yeah.
Every time she was having her period, it was like on her wedding
day. I was like, I'm definitely going to be on my period on the wedding.
Dude, this girl was PMSing on our wedding day almost every month. And I was getting so nervous.
Oh, like beforehand.
Yeah.
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 By the grace of God, she was good.
She tapped into that.
The Lord heard my prayers.
She tapped into that cycle a week before. Let's go.
What are you talking about?
You tapped into the cycle.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
The short answer is no. It's so unpredictable, but by the grace of God, we good.
We were clear. I think she hit the cycle.
We don't need to talk about my cycle anymore.
She hit that cycle a week before.
Okay.
Did you guys sleep in the same bed now that you're both married?
No, he still sleeps on the couch.
Guys, I don't. I sleep. I lay a pallet.
He sleeps in the bathtub, actually.
Yeah. We don't.
We still don't sleep together now.
Yeah. Is Caleb happy that he doesn't have to leave you at night anymore?
Okay, y'all, last night.
Yes and no.
Last night was the first night that we slept in my bed, bed together. It was an adjustment. Like, we were like tossing and turning. I was like, wait, my light died. We need that. Okay, sorry, we're back. Our light died.
So the thing that's been, when I said yes and no, so the thing that is sad is that was so part of our story was, I would leave and it was like, you're so excited to see each other the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that part, like you kind of like miss that a little bit. Like you'd miss
the excitement.
That, yeah.
Yeah. And of like, see you in the morning.
I used to, you know, when I would leave, I would go back to my bros. And so I miss my bros a little bit, you know.
They can always come over.
I'm just kidding. No, like legit, I am, it's so exciting. Like I don't leave anymore. It is an adjustment. I always go to bed listening to podcasts or TV loud.
I do not.
And once she goes to bed, she goes to bed.
I'm like, bye.
So when she's asleep, I'm laying there just like, man, it's just me and my thoughts. And
I'm a good sleeper. He's a very bad sleeper, unfortunately.
I think a lot of people would resonate to this. The enemy comes after me at night. Every doubt, every insecurity hits me at night. So sleeping, I've always suppressed or I've always kind of used distraction as a form of protection against my mind and my spirit before bed. And it's actually kind of a blessing because I'm starting to learn how to win the war in my mind at night and just go to sleep and with prayer and scripture in my mind, just like, okay, I got to face this. I got to face these demons, you know?
Those demons be after you, huh?
Yeah, man. It's
you got to fight them off.
I think one thing, I'll be vulnerable. You know, I'm a husband now. I feel like I'm waking up or I'm thinking at night, like, I can't believe it's like no more being a single guy whose responsibility is only for himself. You could always, as a single guy, you can always run back to what's familiar. It's like, no, now I have a wife to provide for. I have kids in the future to provide for. I have responsibility of her family. All these people who trusted me with you, all these people who, you know, wished us such a happy marriage. Like all these people are looking at me to lead and to be a good husband. Like I'm excited, but that's a heavy responsibility. And that's something you don't take lightly. And that's been a little like, wow, like that's a big,
it's an adjustment for sure.
Yeah.
And even for me as a wife, like, you know, people have been asking, like, what's the biggest adjustment or what are some things you've been learning since being married? I mean, we've only been married for 12 days or 11 days. But it's like you really do grasp the weight of what you've just committed to. Like the other day we were like, oh, we're together forever. Like, and we mean that. We mean we're fighting for this marriage, even when it's hard. We're not getting divorced, despite some people wishing we would. We're fighting for this. And so, you know, for me, it's like, okay, what does a fruitful, godly wife look like? And channeling that, like, there's so many times I want to be petty, or I want to make a comment, or I want to be like, why didn't you do this? Like, this morning, I wanted to be like, why didn't you make the bed? And like, kind of get an attitude. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And so I just made the bed myself. And I feel like, but you help in other ways. No shade or no tea. It's just like, I've heard so many people say that a nagging wife, or a wife that is, you know, constantly criticizing and picking apart her husband, it's like her husband's not going to want to come home to that, you know? And so I'm learning that. I'm like, oh, I'm called to be a wife that submits, that is, that blesses her husband, that encourages him. And so it's like, when I stood up there and I said those vows, I said some bold things. I prayed over things like, God, help me, give me the strength to live this out, because it's a big commitment. And so it's like, we're both understanding like, mm-hmm. oh, this isn't just like a game. Like, we're not just like, yay, we're roommates. Like, yeah. We're married. This is a responsibility that God has entrusted us with.
And odds are like 50-50, like there's a 50% chance we will get divorced. I mean, it is
statistically
yeah. like yeah. we're not going to get divorced, but if we have to understand that we're capable of that.
Yeah. We're not immune.
We're
to
not
like
immune to just
fighting or temptations. Yeah.
Or for things to happen. And so we woke up this morning, I prayed over our marriage.
Yeah.
And
read the Bible this morning.
Yeah. Good question is, how will your channel change? Do you plan on being a couple's family channel?
I don't know. Yes, we haven't thought that far. I don't foresee it, you know, only being that, but I do think obviously Caleb will be in the content, and
yeah.
I'll still share my life, share my content, my beauty stuff, all the things, but he'll be around.
Here's what I'll say. I don't think we're going to be I think we'll have bits of different people. Like, we're not a Justin Gabe. We're not a Sav and Cole. We're not a Sadie and her husband. We're like Janine and Caleb. And so
yeah.
we'll be us. And if that forms into its own, like, you know, something like that, then awesome. But I think we're just gonna keep leaning into being us.
I don't think there's like a plan of like, yep. we're gonna do this. It's like, we just want to take it day by day, see what works, see what doesn't, what you guys are liking. And
yeah,
and also, like, we're married, so yeah, naturally he'll be in the content, and I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Is your first week of marriage all you have hoped for? And yes. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Our honeymoon was honestly such a dream. We had so much fun.
So much rest.
Good rest, great conversation, prayer. We just had so much fun together. Like, we do feel a difference. Like, I felt
Why?
Different.
Why?
I felt different with you. What? I felt Why? Like more in love with you. It felt, why are you challenging me?
No, why? Why'd you feel different?
Why'd you feel different?
Oh, you know.
Okay, let's just state the freaking elephant in the room. We had.
No, hey.
And that changes things.
Well, we need to bleep that out, because now it's going to get demonetized. So
we had eggs.
We became one.
We became one.
Yeah.
And it does inevitably change your relationship.
Dude,
I feel different.
I could not imagine. And again, this might sound cringy, because not everyone who watches this is Christian, which is fine. But I could not imagine having, you know what, while we were dating.
I agree.
Like, that's the first time I've ever, you know, and I'll tell you what.
Can you say, like, segs?
Segs. I don't know. I think that AI still might pick that up.
S-E-G-G-S.
It legit was, gosh, I just could not imagine
it changes
that.
Your relationship. Oh my gosh. Like, y'all, it's so crazy.
She got clingy.
I got clingy uh-huh. and like obsessed with him. Like, I obviously was obsessed with him, but like, it changes
yeah.
your relationship. If you and I were just dating and then you just dumped me, my heart
yeah.
would have been stomped on.
I never, Janine was always the, like, she was very
independent,
very secure in our whole dating. And it was so interesting after, you know, doing the thingy thing, the next couple of days later, seeing just this more vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
like, not new needy, side. But just like more dependent. And
yeah,
it was so sweet. I, you know, we'll just be like, she cried one of the nights, you know, like, it is scary. You don't want your partner to leave you after you've You know?
Yeah, I think it took me a second to realize, oh, you're not going to leave me. Like, you're here to stay. And it was like this fear of giving myself to somebody that I love so much and then them leaving. And I think that was kind of like, you know, part of my story way, way in the past. I've been waiting for 7+ years to do the thingy thing again. And so it was like this new feeling and I just got so enamored with you. And I think that's what sexy does, is it bonds you, and chemically it bonds you. And it says the two shall become one. And so I just felt so much more connected to you and more intimate. And it just, the best part of it all.
Yeah.
No shame, no guilt, no regrets, just the way that God intended, like unashamed, free. And
that was so funny. A lot of people told us, you know, a lot of people have different stories on their first wedding night. Maybe it's TMI, but it was just like, it just felt natural. And right. It just felt...
Well, of course, like everybody's wondering about this.
Yeah.
And a lot of the DMs are, was it awkward? Was it awkward? Weird? This is my personal take. I don't think it should be awkward because... you know this person, you already feel safe with them, you feel comfortable. Like, it was like we were two best friends just doing the thing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't awkward by any means. Of course, it's new, you're learning, you're experiencing, you're like, wait, whoa, this is weird.
I don't think awkward's the right word. It was new.
Just new, yeah.
And I think if we told each other, I think the reason why we had such good, we had such a good night was because we did premarital. We answered the questions, expectations. Oh, yeah. We went over all the expectations. We answered every question 2 nights before the wedding.
Yep.
We went through what
this
you...
book.
Yeah, we went through what you thought. Hang on. You're so excited.
I'm sorry, I'm really excited.
To complete the thought. Like, we went through this book and...
I was just going to say the name of the book.
Okay, go
ahead. I was going to say, the name of the book was called Sheet Music, and my best friend Riley gave it to me. And it's basically communicating expectations before the wedding night.
Do not read this book unless you are like days away from your wedding.
Yeah.
Because it's a little wild.
It's a little raunchy.
It's a little raunchy. What was that sound effect?
Wee, wee, wee.
That's like the, anyway. So I feel like we prepared, no pun intended, like we prepared our thoughts and our expectations before the night. And I think pulling up to the hotel, it was just like, wow. Also, I gotta stop saying like so much. I'm sorry, man. Anyways, so to wrap up that question, no pun intended.
Baby.
What?
Oh my goodness.
To wrap the question up.
Stop.
It's been learning. We've learned. There's been adjustments. You have so much expectations with your honeymoon.
For a second.
I think you have so much expectations going into your honeymoon. And I think we had some moments where we were like, oh, this, you know, we're tired. Like we don't right. feel like whatever. And
let me tell you, I think like the worst place that you could get your expectations from is Hollywood. They portray all these things, the way it's going to be, the pace, how it's going to go, what the people are going to do at the same time, blah, blah, blah. And that is just, if I had any advice, erase that from your mind. Do not get your sex advice, any advice. Do not get your thing advice from Hollywood and let go of all expectations.
It gets better. So don't get in your head the first night if it's not what you expected, or the second or third night. Like, it gets better because you're learning more about each other. You're getting more comfortable. Mm-hmm. You learn, you know, but it's not a performance. It's not a
race.
Yeah, it's not.
As our dad said,
her dad gave me the talk.
He gave us the thingy thing talk.
We were driving. He took me to get my rental car and he was like, so I want to talk about, you know what, for your night of. And I was like, oh, not with my father-in-law. But it was good.
Literally, y'all, right as I'm about to walk out of the wedding venue to go walk down in between the sparklers, the send-off, my dad pulls me aside and he starts giving me the talk.
Dude.
I was like, dad.
Y'all want to know what I did? Listen to this.
What?
I was in the car. And we were leaving the wedding and I look out the window and I got the car. I got my wife right here. And I look out to my left and her dad is standing right by the car. And I looked at him and I reached out my hand and I shook his hand as I'm driving the car out. I said, I want to shake your hand. And
he said, she's mine now.
It's like that meme. I want to shake your hand.
There's I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, and I shook his hand and everyone just died laughing. It was so funny.
I feel like the thingy thing is the number one thing everybody wants to talk about.
Yeah.
So I think just to, that's funny, babe.
We're very.
To rewind really fast.
Can we talk about this? I don't feel like a lot of people are this open.
No.
We're very open. Mm-hmm. Is that a problem? We're that open?
I think it could be. But we also want people to realize, give them some healthy expectations. So I don't know. I think a lot of people think like, is it weird? Is it awkward? And I just don't think it needs to be. Yeah. I think when you're with your person, it should be safe. And it's, of course, like I said, it's a new thing. Yeah. So you're kind of like, whoa, like this is a lot at first. But I'm so thankful. It never felt weird. It never felt wrong. It never felt like, why are we doing this? Or, oh, this is uncomfortable. Like it was so safe with you because you were my best friend.
Yeah.
And I feel like I want that for everybody. To be able to be naked, unashamed with your best friend.
It's so weird knowing that everybody knew what was going on that night.
They know.
And the next morning, the amount of text messages that I had in my phone about just like, I sent so many memes that next day.
Yeah, our friends kept sending us like side eye emojis like, hello. And we're like, okay, we'll send the update later.
I think that can be fun. And thankfully, everything worked out perfect. But I could see how that could be.
A lot of pressure too.
A lot of pressure because everyone wants to know. So even remove that because I know couples who don't do it the night of, and I know who did it 12 times. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. You know.
I think it's just also not comparing your wedding night to somebody else's wedding night. But I think if I could say anything, it was dreamy. The whole day was perfect. Yeah. Everything was perfect from the start of the day to the wedding night. Just more than I could have asked for. We prayed over our thing life. Prayed over that. I genuinely prayed like God, like just bless it and remove any anxiousness or past fears and fully, truly, I really believe that the Lord redeems everything and redeemed my story and God just wiped the slate and gave us like a first experience. It was so beautiful.
It was.
I'm so grateful that we waited. Let me tell you guys, as I had some people ask me, it is worth the wait. 100%
listen,
worth
I waited a quarter century. You can wait a few months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is worth the wait. I'm so glad. I would do that over and over and over. And I recommend you guys do the same.
Any last thoughts about that?
Well, is there anything specific people wanted to know?
But from a guy's perspective, is there any like questions?
Yeah, someone I get asked like, did having SCX change the dynamic of relationship? Oh. But
for me, from a guy to a woman, I feel like it did change the... It did change things in my brain as far as just like how much I cared for you and how much the way I look at you now and the more responsibility that I feel. It's just very vulnerable though. It's a very, it's just such a interesting, I can't even express to you like how I felt afterwards.
Yeah. But no one can really prepare you for that. Because everyone's experience is so different.
Yeah.
So it's like you just kind of go into it being hopeful and
yeah.
And you just see what your situation and story is like.
It should bring you closer. And if it doesn't bring you closer, you need to have some really close conversations and realize that this is not about you, but this is about something bigger than just even pleasure.
And serving your partner.
Yeah.
It's not just about pleasure. It's becoming one. It's intimacy. It's the most sacred, holy thing you can do. And it honors God because it is from the Lord.
Yeah.
So I think it was great. No regrets. Very thankful. Very happy with how everything went. And
someone said, did people get drunk at your wedding? I don't think so.
I maybe noticed one to two people.
I think if I saw anyone, maybe some people had a couple extra drinks, but for the most part, everyone was pretty.
It was very, very tame. Plus, we told everybody on the wedding website and everything.
And you lead by example.
Yeah, we said on the wedding website, like, hey, it's an hour away. Please keep that in mind. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber if you need to. We just tried to encourage people to be very mindful. And it was on a Sunday. I didn't notice anybody, like, at all obliterated. But maybe some people had, like, a couple extra fun drinks, you know? Yeah. Or a couple extra few drinks.
What did you love and what would you have changed about your honeymoon?
Ooh. Loved just being in the sun with you. And I loved the water, the location. But I think what we would maybe change is going to a resort that had a little more activities because come around nighttime, we both were a little like all you could really do there at night was drink and we're not very big drinkers. So we both kind of found ourselves like, what do we do tonight? You know, because everything was centered around like dancing and drinking. And so we found ourselves playing pool a lot, chatting with some other people we met there and just honestly hanging out in our room. So I would say maybe finding a spot that had more activities. Like, I wish they had like more games in the game room, or like a movie room, or, you know, what would you say?
I would say, I think we slept 10 hours.
Yeah.
Every,
we were so tired.
We did exactly, I think, what you were supposed to do. Yeah. I think by the end of your wedding, your honeymoon, you should be like ready to go back. Because you just rested and you feel energized. I mean, by the sixth day, we're like, we're ready to get back to it. Like, we indulged in food and we rest and we slept and we did nothing. And it was great. It was much needed.
I loved it. But we were definitely excited to get back to our routine. And so we're back. And that was fun. Back to SCX really fast. Because we actually talked about this. How we were talking about, as amazing as sex is, you still have to go back to your relationship after that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that, how like everyone puts so much pressure and emphasis on that. And yes, it's such an amazing thing, but you still have to work on your relationship. Like, it can't cover your conflict or unhealthy things or whatever you're going through in your relationship. Like, we were talking about like, wow, like, yes, it's so amazing, but it doesn't like change your life. Like, we're not like these drastically new people because we did that. Like, ultimately, you do that and then you go right back to your relationship. And it's like,
yeah,
oh, if you don't like your relationship before or after that, like, that's kind of a problem. And so it can't solve and fix everything in your relationship.
It's not as life altering as I think I maybe even thought it was.
Yeah, or as people put emphasis on.
It's life altering in the moment. It's like, wow, this is insane. But when it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
And you go back to being Caleb and Janine.
And you don't want to have sex after it's over for a portion of time. And so in that portion of time, you better have a fun relationship.
Yeah. I don't know. That was just something I thought about because I was like, wow, I think there's a lot of expectations in reality around that where people think it's like this life-altering thing, but it's like you still have to have a healthy, good relationship apart from that. You know, it doesn't fix or solve all your problems.
Yeah. Okay. So we've answered a lot of questions. I think we've covered a lot of just like the...
Is there anything else you would change at the wedding? Well, there are some things that went wrong at the wedding, actually.
Yeah.
So first thing that went wrong is my nephew was not where he was supposed to be. We were supposed to have both his nephew and my nephew walk down the aisle as our ring bearers. My nephew was nowhere to be found. And when we found him, we yanked him. My brother-in-law was like, Denver, get over here. He started screaming, crying. And so the wedding planner was like, leave it. So we only had Jed go down the aisle. And that was so cute. So I was a little bummed about that because I wanted my nephew to go down too. But Jed put the team on his back.
Yeah.
So it's just things you can't plan for.
Everything went pretty smoothly. There's nothing I would change. I mean,
I think
it's so easy to go back and nitpick. I would have done this. I would have done that. I think the only thing I would change is if I could go back and just do it again. It was so fun.
We got in the car afterwards and it was like silence and we both took a breath. We were like, oh my gosh, we just did that.
Maybe I would have turned the music volume down just a touch because my ears were ringing.
Yeah, we had some people, mainly my parents, tell me like the wedding was really loud, but the band, I mean, they freaking slayed. Everyone was dancing all night. The wedding timeline, ceremony started at 4:30, ended at 10. Wouldn't have changed that. Ceremony was about 45 minutes, hour long. Actually, the cocktail hour ended up being about an hour and a half.
You went so crazy. So we're going to Thanksgiving together. My dad bought a mattress for us.
No, he did not.
For our bedroom. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Our holidays.
Our first married holiday.
That's crazy.
But honestly, yeah, there's nothing I would really change. Everything was, I'm so glad we did the bouquet toss. We didn't do a garter. I did not want to do that. We only had 3 speeches at the wedding. I'm really glad we did that. We danced all night. I did an outfit change. Loved that. Send-off time was great. I mean, there's really nothing I would change.
Yeah.
My favorite part also. Oh, we forgot to talk about this. Okay. So, you know, when like you're going into the reception and they introduce you as Mr.
Oh,
and Mrs.
That was so cool.
Oh my gosh. So we're getting lined up and we have our bridesmaids and me, or my bridesmaids and I, and like one section, Caleb and his guys. As we're like waiting in the back, getting ready to be introduced, our people start hyping us up. They're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. They start picking up Caleb, putting him in the air. And then my girls were like trying to compete. They're like, let's pick her up. So they start picking me up. They start lifting us up in the air. And we're all like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And everyone starts looking over like, what is going on back there? And our people just started like hyping us up.
And then we walk into the wedding and it's, now we say congratulations.
Yeah, we played Post Malone. Congratulations. It got the wedding so lit. We were like
It kicked off the dance floor. Our whole bridal party were jumping on the dance floor. I mean, it was such a cool moment.
I hate dancing. I'm like one of the worst dancers. Like, I have no rhythm. And it was like,
yes, you do.
It's like the Lord gifted me with some type of rhythm for he took all the whiteness out of me for the wedding.
I don't think you're that bad, babe.
I usually thought I would be bad, but for the wedding, it was like, man, I had my flow. I was like,
he was going.
I was two-stepping, and I was like, man, how am I leg moving like that? You know, your Guatemalan was like
the little hips were flowing.
That's why.
What?
The reason why I'm a good dancer now is now we're one. I'm part Guatemalan now.
Wait, speaking of Guatemalan.
Is that way that works?
I don't know about that.
So do I get a sing?
We didn't have Segzi yet, so I don't think so. We weren't one yet at the
dance.
I'm
not Guatemalan yet?
Mm-mm. No. Maybe you are now.
That's so cool.
Speaking of Guatemalan, mom's from Guatemala. Fire. My mom loves to dance. I looked over several times at the wedding. She was on the stage, just like getting after it. I was like, you go, Ligia. She was getting after it.
She's a bad dancer.
My mom loves to dance.
She's not great at it.
Her moves have not changed since the 70s.
Her mom's dancing. I try to dance with her, and I was like, you need some new moves and come back to me.
Hey, be nice, Ligia. So that was really funny. But also, speaking of dances, our first dance
was fire.
We loved. So someone asked us, why did we pick that song?
Because it's fire.
Well, we listened to Luke Combs a lot.
It was like one of the only ones I've never heard anyone dance to. I guess some people said it was
a breakup song.
But honestly, it was called Love You Anyway. And it was perfect.
We loved our first dance.
Listen, not everything has to be this like
formula,
like wind in the sails, and you have the sun that hits at the right moment. And if you do, it's like, guys, I'm not in sin. Like, we can listen to the songs we want to listen to and dance to what we want to dance to. It's like,
it was so fun.
It was great. I want to change the thing.
There was another part. It was so funny. So I did an outfit change, and both my dresses were from Justin Alexander. So I just want to say shout out to them, because literally my dream. What did you think about my dress?
It was horrible.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was legit one of the, it was exactly what I thought it would be. Aww. It was chic. It was classy. It was timeless.
Y'all.
It looked like a.
You envisioned me wearing that?
Oh, I was glad I didn't predict it before, because I would have spoiled it a little bit. Because I knew exactly. I knew just based on your style, like what you were going to do.
So I tried on like.
And your outfit changes? Are you joking?
You loved that?
Yeah, dude.
So I basically had four kind of looks. So I had the ceremony with the veil. Then I took off the veil, I bustled my dress, and I added a diamond belt with some pearls. Loved it. And then the ceremony, I had the second sparkly dress with just like strapless sleeves, or what is it called? Sleeves? Tank top straps? I don't know. And then when we exited, I added these little sleeves. But it was so funny. We were on the dance floor. I was getting after it. My sleeve straps popped off. Everyone's like, your sleeves. They thought my dress broke. It was just like on a clasp, and I yanked them off. I swung them around and I just threw them across the dance floor.
I became an FBI agent really fast. I grabbed her. I was like, no one look.
Yeah. Nothing showed. It was just, I was just having the time of my life.
Yeah, it was so fun.
We danced. I mean, everyone was sweaty out there because we were just dancing. And also y'all, the weather, flawless.
Flawless.
Perfect. People played cornhole. The pickleball details were so us, so fun. People's names, like the name charts, they were pickleball-shaped acrylic name tags.
Yeah.
It's all in the details. It's all details. I ever wanted.
It's all.
Also, shout out to Hunter for that. Hunter is the one that came up with some of these ideas.
And we're not incentivized to even name or plug these.
No, she just crushed it.
Yeah, they're that great.
People wanted to know, though, how did we plan a wedding in 6 months? And I would say, Hunter. Yeah. But also,
your wedding planner.
It's like a second job. Like, literally, it is a full-time job. Because of her, and also because of a little bit of flexibility in my job. But at night, you saw me.
Well,
at night, I was grinding away.
This is just this. Maybe this sounds sexist, and I'm sorry, but to have a good wedding, you have to have a good wife, because most men just don't know how to plan a wedding. It just doesn't click. And we'll give effort and we'll try, but ultimately, like, my advice to women, like, be nice to your husband, because this is a hard season for him. And it's hard to, you know, you're with the boys, you know, that's all coming to an end. Your life is moving on. So give him time with the boys, you know.
You have plenty. Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic.
I was like, wait a minute.
No, but like, in all seriousness, it is, unless your husband is gifted in the arts, it is a very artistic responsibility.
Yeah.
And a a lot of times that doesn't come natural to a husband. And so if he's there for moral support, just know he loves you and he's not trying to be lazy or not do anything. He's just a guy, and sometimes it's hard to plan a wedding if you're a guy.
There's just certain things that you just didn't know. Like, you just couldn't help it, and it was my vision, and, like, I'm the one on freaking Pinterest for hours being like, yes, this, want that. Also, my bridesmaid color loved the dresses. I mean, I didn't know how that was going to look, and when I saw all my girls up there, I was like, this is everything I dreamed of. I saw the mixed color dresses on Pinterest. So I did get 90% of my inspiration from Pinterest and the other 10% from TikTok. And I saw that color scheme and I was like, yes. And I think someone asked us, like, why do we pick that? A, love the color olive and moss. And it was a fall wedding and it just felt like me. I felt like burgundy was too expected. And it just, it was stunning. Yeah, it was flawless, so babes. And you had a little outfit change too.
I changed into a white tux.
He looks so good.
Which is so fire. Okay.
It was our dream wedding. I literally don't think I would change anything.
And now we're married. We're husband and wife. This is our first week married. And we're getting back to work.
Travel.
There's so much that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't even like under... There's so much that meets the eye more than just like posting on social media.
Yeah.
You're not, there's so many meetings. There's so many people relying on you.
Yeah.
And so from my, I'm a husband now entering a lot of this world. And of course, you know, I have things I'm working towards that I haven't even talked about on my own. So it's not just like I'm just in social media now with her. Like I have other things that I'm going to be working towards, but it is so interesting now that we're married and we're becoming one. And it's not just me now. You have access to everything in my life and I have access to everything in your life. And we are entering this new season of life. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's scary, but it's so fun.
Yeah. And I mean, first of all, we want to say thank you to you guys because the amount of DMs and people crying and being excited and praying for me and us was just unbelievable. The DMs I got the weekend of our wedding was just, I mean, amazing. So I want to say thank you guys for your support, for following along and caring so much. And I still plan on posting some extra little wedding content.
It's going to be, we have some fun things that we want to do and we want to really do things in this life that no other people have done before and not just do the like formula. Like, we don't want to just come on here, do the formula, post our content and get out. Like, we genuinely want to make an impact and also do some crazy things in this life together. And we're dreaming big.
Yeah.
You know, we want to do some big things.
But yeah, overall, like, amazing. Love the wedding. Love the honeymoon. I am so thankful we got married with our people around us, our family. Our families both loved it. Our friends loved it. It was so fun looking around the room, seeing all of our people that showed up for us. We're so thankful for our friends. And it was just, I just couldn't stop smiling.
Did you ever think when we did our first podcast here, we posted it back in, I think it was March or February.
Yeah.
And did you ever think, less than a year later, we'd be sitting on the same couch, ring in hand, and married.
No, but I'm glad.
It's crazy.
I'm glad it's you. It's insane. Are we going to kiss on the podcast?
I tried to.
Do we want to show people that?
Sure. It's crazy.
Is there anything else we need to answer?
I'm sure there's so many things we're missing.
People wanted to hear our wedding vows. I think we just got to post the wedding venue or wedding video.
Yeah. If you're in Texas and you want to get married at our venue, go to Union House, Texas. It's in Cleburne. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it was the best venue that we could have asked. And tell them we sent you.
So I'm just going to wrap up really fast some quick questions here. So who caught the bouquet? My friend Monica Church. It was so great. She is a longtime YouTube friend. So that was really, really fun. She caught that. What was it like sleeping in the same bed for the first time? It was a little interesting.
Yeah, I wasn't used to it.
Yeah, it was kind of weird being like, wait, whoa, what are you doing in my bed?
That's something interesting about me. I've always enjoyed sleeping alone.
I do too.
Yeah. we like sleeping together, but we also, I think we're so used to just sleeping in our bed for whatever century.
Also, I think something too that I would advise people is like people told me the details of the wedding didn't matter. And I would say they do. Anything, everything from the wedding napkins to the cups to flowers to cutlery, I paid attention to those details and I'm glad I did.
It show.
And if you can, I'd say try. We did cut costs where we could. Like there were certain cups that costed more expensive, plates. I was like, no, we don't need that. Certain areas, I was like, we don't need flowers there. Like I tried to cut costs in certain ways, but with certain details, I say, send it, sister. Like live it up. I would also say people are wondering, like, how do we prepare for marriage? I'd say premarital counseling. We recommend do it through your church, do it through a counselor. Ask your friends questions, get advice, have people pray for you. Read some books, as many marriage dating books as possible.
And also, you don't want to be walking down that aisle with, I get having nervousness, but you don't. If you have a red flag in your spirit, that's not going to be fun walking down the aisle thinking about.
Well, that's actually funny because someone asked me, did you have cold feet? Did we have cold feet? Absolutely not. I was so excited. We did actually, I forgot to say, we did a first touch where we exchanged gifts and we wrote each other letters, but we didn't see each other. So again, the first time we saw each other was walking down the aisle. Highly recommend that as well. But man, you really want to knock out all those questions before the wedding. You don't want to be walking on that aisle being like, what am I doing? Yeah. A little late to be wondering that. So I would say read those book and those books. And we read that book, Sheet Music, the week of the wedding, which was great. And just live in the light, live in purity, live with, you know, the Holy Spirit leading your relationship, pray of your relationship. That's what we did. Constantly prayed over the relationship, brought people in. And I think it was really cool walking down the aisle knowing that a lot of people blessed our relationship. Mm-hmm. It was such a gift walking down knowing people had known our story, walked with us during hard times, good times, prayed over us, and were like excited for us. Like that was such a joy, you know?
Yeah.
And our families as well. Don't date in isolation.
Don't.
Anything else?
You can read a few more.
Is there anything we regret spending our money on? No, I think we really try to cut costs. Like, for example, you know, wedding planners will just suggest certain things based off what's like standard in the industry. Like we said, do what you want. Like it was suggested.
Negotiate.
It was suggested that we get a shuttle to bring all my bridesmaids to the venue for us to have this expensive car for us to leave the wedding. Both of us were like, nope.
People can get there.
We're driving individually to the wedding and we're renting. We got our car off Turo. It was so literally a third of the price. So do what you got to do. Cut corners if you need to. Okay, sorry. We know this is getting long. We're wrapping up. So final question is, how did we pick our honeymoon spot?
That was my doing.
We didn't talk about the honeymoon that much.
Oh, yeah. So to you loyal people who stayed with us this whole podcast. Also, if you watch the whole podcast, if you guys could leave us a review on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube, like we would greatly appreciate it. But yeah, I think I looked at 30,000 different honeymoon options. And what I realized was you're spending so much money in the wedding season that it's best to find a spot. My recommendation is find a spot that's all inclusive and you don't have to worry about money when you get there. You leave the wedding venue and for a week or 5 nights or however long you stay, you don't have to worry about anything other than just enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm. And pay for it all up front or pay for half of it then or half of it later.
Well, also, can I say something really fast? Another way that we save money, which I know like talking about money is just very taboo, but we know weddings are expensive and honeymoons are expensive, but we found ways to work around. Like, for example, I put a lot of things on my credit card. I would get those points and then I would apply those points towards flights, towards hotels.
Travel agents.
So we would try to find ways to get money. Like we booked our wedding night hotel on my credit card, booked the flights to Miami on our credit card so that those were free points essentially. So
you gotta be smart.
You can, I mean, be wise, make sure you can pay it off. But that's how we'd made some workarounds.
Yeah, I basically just looked at a lot of reviews and for the best price of what we were getting, St. Lucia Sandals was just like, everybody was like, it's quality of service. I mean, when I tell you the hospitality.
Oh, the nicest people.
If you are looking for a honeymoon spot and, you know, don't want to spend more than $10,000, like got a lot of people recommended Sandals and it was the best decision. It was so cool though, because you land at this airport and you don't even, you like, you immediately walk off of it. And
we got scammed right as we got out of the airport.
Yeah, this guy grabs our luggage and then like held our luggage basically
hostage
until we tipped him. But basically when you land on the island to the St. Lucia Resort, it's a 2-hour shuttle bus ride.
And the curviest, windiest roads.
Horrible. And I surprised Janine with a helicopter ride, which you should post.
Yeah, I'm planning on posting those videos. We didn't post much honeymoon content quite yet because we were still posting wedding content. Yeah. But literally the best surprise.
It was either a 2-hour shuttle ride or a 10-minute helicopter ride to the resort, basically.
It was a little scary, but and it was really fun.
So Janine, we land, and she goes, oh my gosh, it's a two-hour ride. And
we already had such a long travel day. So I was like, oh, we have to sit again for another 2 more hours. My hips were hurting really badly from sitting.
And she was like, can we get food? Can I go get a snack? I was like, no, babe. I was like, they have snacks on the bus. And I was like, yeah, this is horrible. And so we walk out to this tarmac where the helicopter is. And I looked at her and I was like, we're actually going on a helicopter. And guys,
I freaked out.
It was the scariest but coolest thing ever.
It was a little rocky, but it was really fun. It was so worth it. I'm so glad we did it. Thank you for surprising me. So yeah, that was Kayla's responsibility, was completely booking everything, wedding night, post-wedding, like hotel, flights, honeymoon, shuttles. He did all of that and crushed it.
It was so good. And then we got into the resort and just ate, chilled, had a couple pina coladas.
We ate.
I don't eat breakfast usually.
I missed that sushi.
I only gained 2 pounds. Which was good.
Yeah, me too.
Only getting two.
I loved the people there. The nicest people. I mean, we made a friend on the last night. We got to pray for him, share the gospel with him. And it was great. I'm super thankful. And now we're back. We're married.
We're back and we are just excited.
And I just want to say, y'all, every fear that I had about marriage wiped. I had some fears, just irrational, dumb fears. I think I talked about that, but like, I'm married. I'm in it. I'm excited. This is my husband. This is my partner for life. Marry the right person so that they eradicate every fear that you've had about marriage or commitment. And I'm so glad it's him. And like we were, you know, in the honeymoon, we were like, oh my gosh, like this is so amazing. Like I see why waiting for the right person is worth it. Why not to settle? Why God ordained marriage? Why God ordains sex for marriage? I mean, I understand it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, everything that God ordains is perfect and it makes sense. And it's so blessed. It's so fruitful. It's not full of regret or shame or secrecy. I mean, people know what we're doing and it's like, yeah, because this is glorifying God. You know, this glorifies the Lord. And I am so glad it was with you. Walking down the aisle to you, knowing that you were my best friend and that I can trust you with my whole heart and my whole life was so worth it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad I didn't settle.
Same.
On some crusty, dusty men.
I wish I could have told my younger self, like, your wife is there. Be patient.
Yeah, relax.
And just relax and trust me because I am the luckiest man. I'm genuinely the luckiest man. We have a responsibility, you know, we do share our lives and all the things, you know, and we're committed to each other and we're committed to finish strong and be who we say we are and off camera.
We won't be perfect.
We're not going to be perfect.
We're still learning, especially we're 1 week into marriage. And so
yeah.
I know people are going to look at our relationship with a microscope and be like, that's wrong. And this, did you just see that? Like we're 1 week married. We're learning. It's a learning process. And
not everything is what it is.
It's not that deep online. Either.
Yeah.
It ain't that deep.
Well, it's funny because like if you're ever, I'm sure if you're in a relationship or you're married and you're rude to your spouse and or you interrupt your spouse, you know, it's not on camera. But a lot of things, you know, she does and, you know, is on camera. And so if you ever see her or me doing something that seems out of character or whatever, just realize that it's just life. It's just, you're in a relationship and you know, things are just out there. And
you know, this isn't the sum of our entire relationship of a 1 hour podcast. So
no, it's not.
Yeah.
And if you ever like, you know, this is once you are doing this for an hour and a half or hour and 45, you know, you get tired, you know? Yeah, so
we're tired.
So let's go.
I think the last thing I want to do is play a voice memo.
Okay.
From a listener, and we're going to close out. This episode's very long. We are aware. We knew this would be a longer one because there's so much tea to spill. The last thing that we want to do when we close out is feature a voice memo from a listener, Deanna. Thank you guys for submitting these. We love listening to them. Even if we don't feature them, I listen to every single one. So feel free to always submit. And we're going to play this one and then we will close out.
Hi, Janine and Caleb. Just wanted to send you guys a quick congratulations and may God bless you and your guys' future and marriage and children and anything that comes your guys' way. And wanted to send a little personal note as well with Janine. You are a blessing. Caleb, you're a blessing. Keep that youthfulness. Keep that. You guys, I look up to you guys. Ever since I found you, Janine, I've taken in every word you've said and I put it into my soul. I am a Christian myself and everything that you've spoken, it aligns with my life. And me and my boyfriend started listening to you guys whenever we're like going on a little trip. And it's honestly, you guys are just both speaking facts. Caleb, you are here to stay.
Yeah, he is.
I'm hoping you're going to be on there often. I've always told my boyfriend, I will be on her podcast one day because you are a blessing. And I just want to talk to you. You speak so much life over people and you, I love you.
Oh my gosh. Aren't those so sweet?
Bro, that was so nice.
That was the nicest voice.
She gassed you up a little too much.
Wow. She really like built me up. break me down.
She did not break you down.
Thank you so much. Truly. That is the purpose and the point of this podcast. Lots of peas.
Yeah.
To do that. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
It means the world.
It's always surreal when someone is telling you that they look up to you. It's like almost scary in a lot of ways that people
you don't want to let them down.
Look up to you. Look up to God first and foremost. Look up to your mentors, people who are close to you in your life first and foremost. But we are so glad that we have this podcast and that we can live by example. We're not going to be perfect. And when we do screw up, because one day we will, I don't think we're going to screw up in the way that everyone wants us to screw up.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we do, we have Jesus and we have grace and we have a Savior who is there to look up to. And that's the only reason why we are even able to be forgiven and be able to live out what we're able to live out. It's all Him. At the end of the day, this camera shuts off and we got to go be disciples and we got to pray over this house and pray over our marriage and remind ourselves when we're not perfect. We struggle. We're mean to each other at times, or we're, you know, short tempered or get mad at somebody else. Like, we're not these perfect Christians, but we do believe in Jesus and we believe in a relationship with Him is just so fruitful and allows for a relationship like this to be possible.
Yeah.
And Amen. So thank you though.
Following God is so worth it. Well, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this very long-winded episode.
Also, you got it. I mean, it's not long, man.
I thought it was long.
Since the very beginning when we first started doing podcasts, we'd be 30 minutes in and she'd be like, I know it's a long podcast. People want it to be long.
Do you think so?
People want it to be 2 hours.
Thank you, guys, if you do. My episodes in the past would be like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So you've really challenged me. thank you guys for listening and it means the world to us. And I'll be posting more wedding content just like on my TikTok with more like behind the scenes, other things that I haven't talked about yet. It was literally the best day of our life. It was worth the wait. And, I know some people have been like, what do you mean worth the wait? Y'all didn't date that long. Well, as Christians waiting for marriage, it was worth the wait. Can I get an amen?
In dog years, like Christian years, felt like forever. Dog years, it felt like forever.
All the long time when you're trying to be a little, you know, not. Never mind.
We're going too long. Jesus
anyway,
talking a little crazy.
Love you guys. Thanks for watching and listening. Leave us a review. Repost us if you enjoyed it. We love seeing y'all's DMs and comments. And
get ready for Christmas because this is going to be fun.
Yep. And stay tuned. I might have a solo episode next week. Love you guys. Love you. Thanks for watching.
It's all we ever wanted.
We'll see you guys next Tuesday. But until then, stay happy and healthy.
Peace out.
Bye, y'all. Bye, guys.